Hello, this is Bhavyashree and you're listening to the Phyto Beings podcast. Today, in this episode, I'm going to talk about the trees. If you think that I'm going to talk like trees are the source of oxygen, then you are absolutely wrong. I'm sorry, I don't meet your expectations. So what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about some fascinating things of trees. In the Vedas, trees were mentioned as vanaspati, which means lord of the forest. If you get to know about the seals that were found during the excavation of ancient civilizations, then you will definitely get to know that the pictures of the trees were engraved on the seals, which clearly shows that the ancient people treated the trees with utmost respect, and even they offered the prayers to the trees and worshipped the trees. If you get into the Indian mythology, especially the Mahabharata, where you get to know the significance of the Shami tree. When Pandavas were going into an exile, they need to find a place where they can keep all their arms or weapons that they possess. So the Pandavas chose the Shami tree to keep all their weapons. But why did the Pandavas choose only the Shami tree besides all the other trees in the forest? It is because the Shami tree can live for so long. You actually can witness one of the oldest Shami tree that is located at the desert in the Bahrain country. It is said that the Shami tree is approximately 400 years old. But how can a tree can live for so long in the desert? It is because the roots of the Shami tree goes deep into the earth, like 50 meters deep, where it can actually find the groundwater for its survival. This is how the tree is living for so long in the desert. And that tree is also called as Tree of Life, where the tree made 60,000 of people till now as the tourists. As we all know that India is a diverse country, each and every religion that is existing in India treat the trees as so sacred. If you visit any temples or any streets in India, you will get to see the people encircling the trees like the Shami tree or Neem tree or any other tree that consists of the sacredness. You can also see the trees which has the history of hundreds of years inside the dargahs and the masjids. And we all know the importance of the Christmas tree on the day of the Christmas. After Gautam Buddha got enlightened under the Bodhi tree, the disciples and all Buddhists treat that Bodhi tree as so sacred. And all the Tirthankaras have a special significance for the trees that actually got their name written under that tree. And from then, all the Jains treat those trees like people tree with utmost respect and sacred. Not only in India, but many parts of the world treated the trees as so sacred in ancient times. If you look into the Greek mythology, then you can easily understand the significance of the trees like the oak tree, the almond tree, and even the apple tree. When I got to know about all these things, I felt that this is how the trees should be treated. But right now, we don't even bother to water the trees around us, right? But why the ancient people gave that much importance to the trees? It is because trees are living on this planet even before we humans had evolved, right? Let's say from 450 millions of years, these trees are living on this planet. And it is believed that the trees are the abode of gods and goddesses in the ancient times. And the most important thing that the ancient people believed that the trees that they were treating as sacred has the medicinal properties. This is the reason why those people treated trees with utmost respect. Now, here comes something interesting. In the initial phases of the trees evolved on this planet, all the trees used to be so short. We have the trees actually so short that we call as sherps, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the trees that are tall, which we actually are seeing right now. Those trees also used to be so short in the earlier stages, even after living for some years. And eventually, in the change that comes in the DNA, or it is said as the genetic mutation, these trees appears to be tall for some years later on. That we are actually seeing right now. And the trees which we are seeing right now, or the trees that are around us, are actually said to be the descendants of the trees that are existed at the time of dinosaurs. It was really quite interesting, right? But let's talk about that. How a tree grows? A tree grows from the seed, right? Where the seed comes from? The seed comes from a tree. If you create a chain from the present to the back or to the past, then all the trees that we are seeing right now are the seeds of the seeds of the seeds of the trees that are existed at the time of the dinosaurs, right? How fascinating it was. I had a weird thought from a very long time that if trees were actually able to speak, and what if we get to listen to all the stories that the trees had lived in their lifetime? How amazing it would be, right? I know. All these things will be happening in the animated stories or in the Disney pictures, right? Okay, keeping all these fantasies aside, now let's get into the adjectives. We people are mostly fond of the adjectives, right? The tallest, the biggest, the widest, etc., etc. So let's add these adjectives to the trees. The biggest living tree on the earth is giant sequoia, which is also known as General Sherman tree in California. And the oldest living tree on the earth is Great Basin bristlecone pine tree, which is said that it is 5,000 years old. That is also in California. And coming to the superlatives in India, the biggest tree is 800 years old, which is called as the Pillalamari banyan tree, that is in Mahbub Nagar district of Telangana, and it spreads across 4 acres, which has seen a lot of history growing up. And the largest banyan tree in the world is named as Timama Marimanu. It is actually supposed to grow over the funeral pyre of a woman who committed sati after the death of her husband. It covers nearly 4.7 acres and it is in the district of Anantapur, Andhra Pradesh. It is the oldest living tree in the world. And the great old banyan tree was in Acharya Jagdish Chandra Bose Botanical Garden, Kolkata, which makes the tree to be in the Guinness World Record for the widest tree in the world, which is of 250 years old. By now you all had this doubt in your minds that I have said all the ages of the trees along with the names, right? But how does it possible to find the actual age of a tree? The age of a tree is calculated by seeing the annual rings on the trunk. It is actually seen when you cut the tree at its base. But thanks to the technology, that we can actually find out the age of a tree without cutting the tree. We can actually insert a thin cylindrical sampler into the trunk of a tree where we can get the sample so that we can actually find the annual rings. With every growing year, there adds a ring inside the trunk. With that, we can depict the age of a tree. This is how the age of the tree is calculated. But imagine if the tree is some thousands of years old, it is very difficult to calculate all the rings of some thousands, right? Such a very hectic task. Okay, this is all that we can learn in this episode about the trees. Before ending it, I would like to ask you about the best experience that you had with the trees. If I need to say my best experience with the trees, then that is sowing a seed and seeing that seed growing into a plant and then into a tree which reaps you flowers and fruits. I think there will be no such a better experience than this that anyone can experience. If you don't think so, just plant a seed and watch it grow. You will surely love it. If you love it, plant more seeds and watch them grow. Not for the sake of the planet, but for the sake of the mankind. Thank you.